This is a society at the mercy of a political conflict. This is a story of one young family in a situation that is beyond their control. The expectation of a new baby. It's a feeling of excitement and apprehension that all parents experience. But for Amal and Asad, the pregnancy of this second child means much more. I first met Amal and Asad Al-Maslum 1 year ago at a children's hospital in Gaza City. In the story of their first child is one that I will never forget. This is their first child, Firaz, when he was 19 months old. He was born with two holes in his heart, and his parents' lives were dedicated to his care.
دكتور لهذا للدكتور هذا وبعدين من الإشعة للدكتورة للقسم جيب الأغراض حضر الشنطة جيب غدا جيب فطور جيب شوكو جيب دواء جيب مش عارف إيش يعني بالضبط هيك كلها روحة وتعال روحة وتعال روحة وتعال واحد مثلا هو واحد من الجوزين الجديد يعني فيش يوم يعني كويس شفنا يعني طول حياتنا عنا دواء وما دواء وعمل الدواء وركز وبصر الشوة وكل يوم دواء كل يوم صيدلية ومش يعني هيك والله من الله يوم أحلى هيك يعني متأب
Firaz's condition could have been fixed by routine surgery, but Israel's siege on the Gaza Strip has crippled the medical system here. These doctors don't have the training or equipment to perform the necessary operation.
كان عنده كان روح متابعة برضو بإسرائيل راح مرة وكان مفروض بعدين بعد فترة يعني إنه يطلع مرة تانية يعني لمتابعة بإسرائيل.
But Gaza is blocked off from the outside world. And Firaz never made it back to Israel for his heart operation. His parents say the request to cross the border was turned down 6 times because his case was never considered an emergency. But then Firaz's condition started to quickly deteriorate. His doctors here couldn't help him anymore. The only solution was to send him to an advanced hospital in Israel. And now, it was urgent.
I mean, if you can't take him today, it'll be better.
An Israeli hospital accepted the doctor's request, and Asad started a race against time to get his son out of Gaza.
هلقيت هي جاني فاكس انا هلقيت وقتي لسه في تنسيق مع ايرز مع الدكتور مع الدكتوره في المستشفى
عشان تكون الصوره يسعد انت ابويا الاسرائيليين بيقولوا كاش تكون الصوره الشخصيه على شهاده الميلاد
مش الصوره الشخصيه
لا لا المريض نفسه تاع الطفل يدخلوش الحاله ورجعوهم الا تكون الصوره الاصليه موجوده هنا
فيش صوره اصليه عندك للولد
ماشي شكرا كثير
اسمه احمد
هذول ما لهمش لازمه على الجد
وين رايح
بتضروا على الظهر بدي اجيب الصوره صغرها وبعدين اطلع اجيكم على عند المقاهي
عمال يبعث لي الصوره صور فراس الكبار تنتين على الباب. هل لقيت؟ هل لقيت؟ ابعثيهم على الباب تحت. يلا سلام. هاي تتفاجأ مفاجآت هذه يعني بتطلع معك، يعني بيكون ضل الوقت خمس دقائق قبل ما يسكر مفاجأك بشغله بدك تروح، يمكن نروح الميعاد عشان قصة الصوره بس. بديش الواحد يعني تعبه كله هذا يروح بالفاضي، يعني نروح وتعال وجيب وصور وروح على المستشفى تعمل المستشفى وعلى الفاضي. والله ما أنا مصدق بهالصراع، يعني الحمد لله مشيت الأمور سهلت سهلت الحمد لله.
Amal started to prepare for the trip to Israel. She was ready to travel alone with her son. Only one person is allowed to accompany a child patient. It's another rule of the system.
حاسة بالخوف والقلق إني بدي أروح على مكان ما بعرفوش، بس حاسة بالقوة إني عشان بدي أكون واقفة جنبه، بده يعمل العملية وأنا جنبه ويطلع منها بالسلامة. ما يرجعش على المستشفى بالمرة. يعني كان قضى كل السنتين هدول هو بالمستشفى، نايم في المستشفى وإبر وتعب وسهر. إن شاء الله يا رب برجع بالسلامة.
As Amal was going back to the hospital to meet her son for the trip to the border, she received an urgent call and was told there was a complication. The drive to the hospital in Israel would have only taken an hour. But after nearly 3 hours of obstacles and delays, Firaz's journey never began. The tragedy of Firaz and his parents, having been captured on camera, was soon on the evening news.
ولبحث موضوع قضية هذا المساء تنضم إلينا من مدينة غزة أمال المظلوم والدة الطفل فراس والدكتور حسن خلف وكيل وزارة الصحة في حكومة حماس المقالة. أمال بداية في الواقع لا أجد الكلمات التي يمكن أن نعزيك بها. أنا والدة تماما مثلك لبنت هي في عمر فراس رحمة الله عليه. لا أجد الكلمات التي أصيغ بها أي سؤال. أي كلمات لديك أنت تقولينها للعالم الذي يشاهد والبعض منه يتفرج؟
بتمنى إنه كل طفل شفته تعبان جنب طفلي في المستشفى إنه يتعالج ويطلع، من حقه إنه يعيش، من حقه إنه يعني يتعالج ويلاقي الدواء المناسب له، ما يموتش وينازع قدام إمه زي ما كان، زي ما صار معايا. شفته هو بينازع إقبالي بس ما كانش بإيدي طالع حاجة، مش قادرة أعمل له حاجة. بتمنى كل الأطفال اللي بيعانوا من وجع ومن تعب إنه حقهم يطلع ويتعالجوا في أي مكان مناسب لعلاجهم.
راسي جانيني كتير كويس، ما فيش أي مشاكل ذات أهمية طبية يعني.
نزلت
الحوض
الطفل طبيعي والحمد لله كويس. بالنسبة للرأس طبيعية جدا، القلب طبيعي جدا، كل ضرباته كويسة، الخلاصة في مكانها، يكون بالسلامة ويكون في اليوم المتوقع على الولادة، وتكون ولادة سهلة وميسرة وما يكونش ولادة عسيرة الحمد لله.
والله بصراحة أنا ما بقدر أحكي إشي هالجيت نهائيا إلا لما أشوف الولد أطمئن عليه، غير هيك فيش عندي كلام صراحة. وفي الآخر في الأول والآخر الواحد بقول اللي من الله يا محلا والله.
As Amal enters her final stage of pregnancy, I decide to go to Israel. I want to meet the doctor who would have operated on Firaz the year before. This border keeps the Palestinians inside Gaza. And it's what stood between Firaz and his chance at life. It's easy for foreign journalists and international aid workers to get into Israel, but many of the Gazans themselves never make it this close to the border. They need a very compelling reason and complicated coordination with Israeli authorities. And even then, an exit permit is never guaranteed. Only a few hundred meters separate Gaza and Israel, but they are worlds apart, the haves and the have-nots. In Israel, there is a vibrancy and sense of potential that you can only find in a society that determines its own future. It only takes me an hour to drive from Gaza to the Wolfson Medical Center on the outskirts of Tel Aviv. This is where Firaz was supposed to have his surgery 1 year ago. And this is the cardiologist who was waiting for him. Dr. Tamir operates on children from all over the world. And today, I found 4 young patients from Gaza.
I will help children get to us to treatment. The system will help, but the system still have to operate its defense mechanism in order to prevent bad things to happen to Israelis. So that's why I accept it, and I am not so much against it. Instead of throwing bombs, we save lives. So it's different ways of inflicting some power. If you throw a bomb and you kill, you are a powerful man. If you save life, you are powerful in the same manner, but maybe it's something that gives you strength. You take your strength from whatever you can do. I don't play with politics. I have my own political views, but this is private. I'm not really into this type of activity. I'm a physician. I swear to treat people, to help them, people who are sick, and that's what I do.
But not everybody in Israel's medical field stays out of politics. Ron Yaron and his colleagues help Palestinian patients get access to the treatment they need.
Since Israel controls the only gate out for Palestinians who seek for care unavailable, it has responsibility to let them out. Physicians for Human Rights recorded 14 cases of death-related denial access, and all these cases are recorded after the application was submitted to the Israeli authorities.
But the Israeli army's main concern is security. And Colonel Moshe Levy comes up with a different fact to defend the policy of closure towards the Gaza Strip.
4 from 5 requests that we received every day, we approved. So I think that this is 80% from the requirements from the Palestinian side, we approved it.
You can see it in the numbers of people who are denied. Nearly 25% of the patients who apply for exit permits are denied due to rejection or delays.
Our challenge is how to create a balance between the security needs and between the civilian needs. This is the main issue. This is the main challenge of the Israeli policy in this arena.
Granting the health right, eventually, in the long term, make my society a better place to live in. And for that, I think I do my best to help Palestinians, not only because, you know, because they are human beings and they must enjoy, but also because as an Israeli, I feel responsibility for them.
It's 5 a.m. in Gaza City, and the Al Maslum family is at the public hospital. Amal has just gone into labor, and she's heading with her mother-in-law to the maternity ward for women only. Assad has been waiting for 8.5 hours. Enough time for the memory of his first child's illness to creep back into his mind. But this time, there are no complications. Happiness has returned to this household. The new baby boy is in perfect health. And as a way to honor their first son, Amal and Assad decide to also name their second son Firaz.
Firaz. Firaz.
Alhamdulillah. Rida min Allah. Allah sawir ya msawarat.
أختي بتكون جايبة ابن بكون أنا بكون خالة بنبسطه يعني المجتمع بيصير مع بعضه مكيف
بقول زي سيدو أبو سفيا مش مهم لمين طالع المهم يطلع صالح إن شاء الله وإن شاء الله بيجي عندي على المدرسة وبعلمه.
The past 3 years of Amal's family life were filled with anxiety and sadness. But now, with a sense of relief, she looks forward to a happy future.
بدي اياه يكبر بسرعه بدي اشوفه هيك بمراحل مثلا الزحف المشي والاشي هي احلى اشي هلقيت صغار ما منتبه يعني مش كتير بشدوك لهم دائما نايمين اما لما بكره بصير يزحف ويمشوا مبين اكثر احلى يعني
لو بدي يصير عمري 100 سنة من الناس اللي صار فيها لأنه عذاب ربنا يعلم إحنا عذاب الولد هذا من ربنا وردين فيه
بس عذاب العبد لا.
ما كنتش يعني حاسة بالمعاناة اللي ممكن كانين يحسوا فيها الناس، إلا طبعا بعد ما تجوزت وإجا فراس لقيته تعبان وهيك، حسيت طبعا بإنه غزة عن جد سجن.
أنا بحس فقداني بالضمير إنه ما قدرتش أسوي له اللازم. هو ربنا خلقه هيك وإحنا راضيين في هذا الكلام، بس يعني الواحد يقدم اللي عليه كأب، مزبوط ولا لا؟
هو موجود بيننا حتى لو إنه توفى، بنحسه موجود بيننا يعني بننساهش طبعا، حتى لو إجا فراس هذا الثاني. يعني
life goes on in Gaza, but there are thousands of people who have been denied medical treatment and left without adequate care. The blockade of the Gaza Strip is still firmly in place. And until the political situation changes, these patients will be waiting and struggling for one of the most basic rights.